Christine Lagarde, the fiscal cliff. When you talk to people around the world, how concerned are they about the ramifications of America going over this cliff?
People around the world are very concerned about it. It used to be the case that they were more concerned about the Eurozone than about the fiscal cliff. Now things have changed, and they're more concerned about the fiscal cliff, and they often ask about it and about its resolution.
What do you think the knock-on impacts could be globally? I mean, obviously, we're looking at a time when the global recovery is fragile at best.
You have to look at it that way. The US is about 20% of the global economy. If the US suffers as a result of the fiscal cliff, a complete wiping out of its growth, it's going to have repercussions around the world, probably half of that. In other words, if the US economy has 2% less growth, there will probably be a 1% less growth in Mexico, in Canada, probably less so in Europe and in Japan, but there will be ripple effects outside the United States.
Are you worried about this?
Yes, of course I worry about it, because the US is, as I said, a big chunk of the global economy. It's often been a driver of growth, and to have that very large player virtually flat, if not in recession, would be very bad news for the rest of the world. And we don't need that at the moment, because as you said, the recovery is fragile, and we don't want to have this knock-on effect on a fragile recovery.
What would your message be to members of both parties up on Capitol Hill and, of course, to the White House as well as they're negotiating this?
I would say focus on the real issues. And the real issues for me are, in a way, the supremacy of the United States and its leadership role in the world. Because the US has an economic leadership in the world. It's an international reserve currency and a safe haven. To protect that, to make sure that that leadership endures, the uncertainty has to be removed. If you are speaking from a strong position because you've dealt with your own issues, then you can help, then you can advise, then you can encourage. But if you speak from a weak position, it's far more difficult.
You've warned about the risks of playing political games with the fiscal cliff. What did you mean?
What I'm advocating is please try to take a higher view and a broader, and look at a broader horizon, which is what I just mentioned. US leadership, generally, in the economy, but from a geopolitical point of view.
Do you think that's what's happening, political games here in Washington at the moment, as these negotiations seem to be deadlocked?
Well, I have been a politician in previous life, and I know what it's like. There is a lot of posturing, a lot of positioning, a lot of negotiating at place. I certainly hope, ideally hope, that the practical views often taken by the Americans in general will prevail.
Are you talking at all to either side? Are you facilitating at all in these negotiations? Obviously, you have a lot of experience from your negotiations in Europe as well.
Oh, they're big boys and they can negotiate without my help.